you know, we managed the game very well. We kept the ball the most of the time, and then we did have to play in behind them, which, like I said, teams that have watched us will press us, and sometimes we give a suicidal ball. And I think there's one or two of them today, but normally there's more than that. And I thought we managed the game, took the goals really well, defended with organisation and communication, and the relationship between the back line and the midfield line was much better today.
And yeah, certainly in terms of the style of play, you went a little bit more direct. You sort of went inside the fullbacks, really used your wide play as well. Were you conscious of the width of the pitch here as well?
No. We knew that. I know Alex Comeau, obviously from Chelsea, and I know how potent he can be. And what we decided to do was show them outside, get them wide, and keep them outside to narrow their playing space. And I thought it worked most of the time. A couple of times they got through, but I thought when we were one on one defending our fullbacks and our wide men tucking back in, it allowed our centre-halves to mark in the box where I want them. I don't really want the centre-halves out if I can handle that. And I think we just worked on it, and we talked and we changed it. And to change something as a coach, you think, well, hang on, if this doesn't work, people are going to notice it. But that's probably the most pleasing thing, that we adhered to it, and then they started to manage themselves on the pitch.
But attacking-wise as well, you seem to drill those passes inside the full-backs, like Jordan Roberts and Enzo Bodovin, great performances.
Yeah, I think Enzo he's come back because I've been critical of him personally to him on one-on-ones, and I've said about Jordan's character and strength, and Enzo has been marking himself and not thinking. And I said, you know, balls to feet, they know that, going behind, get crosses in. Once you turn defenders, they don't like being turned, and if you can get the balls across, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't work, and sometimes they have to work out themselves. But I'm just really pleased for everyone at the club. You know, the Zia's representatives I deal with on a daily basis have been brilliant. There was no stress. There was stress, but when we lost 5-0, there, you know, Salim and the guys are really supportive. They see what we're trying to do, and that matters to me, to get that support from above, and then to see the fans and get invited for a beer with GH coaches was nice, so we'll definitely do that on our way to the staff party next week. But to feel the emotion of the fans is something quite new to me, you know, because in development, Chelsea fans were great, but I'm not the number one, you know, and it's nice that when it goes wrong, I always said I'll take responsibility. And when we did, are successful, they were very good to give us a nice clap with all the boys, so fair play to them.
Of course, you know, I take a lot of despondency after last week's result, but actually, you've won 2 in 3 in the league, so that's something to build on and look forward with.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue your stats today, am I? It's interesting that, you know, I look at the way we play, but I do know that 2 wins gets you up and 2 defeats gets you down. And that's always kept me going, to go, well, we need to strengthen, but I can't panic. You know, if I panic, then we're in trouble. I'm supposed to be the leader, and I'm supposed to know what I'm doing. And we will make errors on this journey, no two ways about that. But I saw today in the half-time the players, after I said my piece about I don't want enemies in the dressing room, we got them on the pitch, they started just to talk collectively as mature men and not at one another but to one another. I thought that was really important, you know, that you can say something, and as long as it's respectful and in the right vein, then we grow as a group together.